Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Twin Talk.
On this podcast, not only do we give you a breakdown,
but also share our thoughts and insights on the latest and
the greatest TV series, movies, documentaries, all of that in the world.
So have a chat with your favorite girls,
Tina
and Tien. Hey guys.
Hi. Hola.
What is going on?
How we doing?
How is everyone living?
It's a heat wave in Chicago, so 50 degrees, bitch, be outside.
You get on my nerves. Oh my goodness, guys.
What's that TikTok that be like, where the hood dudes at? Where is the hood dudes at?
I don't know because I don't follow TikTok.
We don't associate with that anymore.
I don't care.
Well, I got a retired hood dude, so it's okay. Anyway.
Anyways, guys. Oh my goodness, we are so bad. Like, we so did miss a week or two.
It happens.
So even though it's March 2nd, because y'all know we post on Wednesdays. Black History, the month was done Monday, so we just gonna wrap it up because we are ridiculous. But we want to thank everybody that has tuned in, that has been catching up with the episodes lately.
We appreciate you.
We love it, guys. Continue to keep watching the shows, catching up, and if you know somebody that likes podcasts, definitely recommend them to us. Subscribe so you can follow and know when we post our videos. So we're gonna act like it's the last day of Black History. Black History Month and Love Month. So
Black History is every day.
And that's on period.
And
I can't wait because March, what we're going to do, we're going to go back to like voting and stuff, because I know somebody was like, dang, we don't get to vote. So I was like,
oh, y'all like it. I'm glad y'all like it.
So definitely, guys, March, we got some cool things coming up. We're sitting here trying to spice things up, do a little bit differently. And we are going to stay more consistently. We're just trying to catch up.
Girl, catch up ain't the word. It's a lot. It's a lot of new shows. It's a lot of new movies.
It is.
It's a lot coming up.
It's a lot.
So, y'all, if you can't say you bored right now, because Netflix, Hulu, HBO, all of them been hitting us with some bangers.
It's been back-to-back, back-to-back. I mean, I don't know if y'all watch it, but like, there's new shows and we definitely going to get into them over the next couple of months. Love is Blind 2 came out last week.
Oh, that's a big one for everybody.
Ago. Oh no, last week. Oh, amazing. I already finished it. It was good. We got Batman. The new Batman is coming out this weekend with Robert Pattinson. And
gotta see that. Gotta see what DC working with.
So, if y'all don't know who Robert Pattinson is, just look at Twilight. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying people know him from Twilight, but he has done
other stuff.
So, I mean, he was in Tenet. We had an episode a couple of weeks. Well, I said a couple of weeks. Last year, we did an episode of Tenet, and he is in that movie. We did talk about him briefly. So, that is coming out. I'm actually really excited. They are changing up the look of Batman, how it's originally supposed to be looking. So we're gonna see what that's given, but there is so many movies. I recently watched Uncharted, which was really good. It's with Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg. It's like apparently a video game. It's like a video game movie, Uncharted. Had no idea what it was, but it was pretty cool. It was cute. But there's so many shows. Euphoria is done.
That was the season finale this past Sunday. Dope season. I mean, the play was done.
We gonna talk. So if we got time afterwards, we definitely want to dive in. We're gonna actually have our own little special of Euphoria. But we kind of just want to do like a brief little how we was feeling about Euphoria and see if anybody else was feeling the same way too. But let's get into this. I don't think we have any other announcements. Just look forward to, because I know in a couple of weeks the Oscars is coming out.
So, oh my gosh.
There's so many movies I'm not even caught up with.
Girl.
Disgusted. But let's get into it. Since we were supposed to do a TV shows on loving Black excellence, we decided to combine them. So we will be picking one love show, one Black excellence show that we love. It could be like old times, new times. So we would love to know which one is y'all favorites. Let us know. But now we're going to decide, but hear each other's favorite all-time love shows and Black excellence. And I'm excited because we do not know what we spoke. And I really believe we chose the same Black excellence. So I feel it in my bones. I really believe that it is. So, yeah. Anyways, let's get into it.
Let's see what happens.
Miss Tina, what is your favorite Black excellence show?
So for this one, I chose a fairly new show. I believe this is actually going to be their last season. So I definitely wanted to shout them out because I don't think we've ever had like a full-on episode about them. But I chose, ladies and gentlemen, Blackish.
Oh, what?
Did that take you by surprise?
No, my God. You really did? Yeah, I didn't think that you was going to pick that at all.
So I chose Blackish just because it's a more modern adaptation. To me, I feel like it's modern and it's a little more accurate to a lot of our experiences as Black people in America right now, and also the Black family and things like that, because a lot of times Black shows come on TV and it's either a messed up family and you got to deal with all this drama, everybody on drugs, recovering from this, ex-crackheads and all that stuff, all the struggle stuff. I'm tired of seeing that. Or you see a family that like isn't realistic at all. Like it's pure fantasy. So it's like, it's hard for you to relate 100% to either one of those. And to me, Black is just, it's so dope. It's a cool Black family that's, you know, technically affluent, but, you know, I think would still be considered somewhat middle class, because until you get to the millions, you're still technically middle class. But like upper middle, and just like, it's not all stark in your face racism and things like that that they deal with, because the reality is a lot of it that we deal with is systemic, or, you know what I'm saying, undertones like, oh, can I touch your hair and things like, you know what I'm saying, little microaggressions. And that's more so realistic, at least from my experience, you know, growing up and going to like private schools and stuff like that. It just was really relatable, and it's so funny. Like, it is hilarious. I love, so if you haven't seen Blackish, it's a story, it's basically like, it's the Black version of Modern Family almost, but like not as big of a family. It's just Andre, Rainbow, and then Ruby, and the father, what's his grandfather's name? Dang. Pops. He didn't even got a name. His name is Pops. Played by Lawrence Fishburne. And it's just like, the cast is hilarious. Everybody on there is quality actors. It's all believable. They actually look like a family. It stars Anthony Anderson as Dre. He is big in, I believe, publishing and like advertising. And then their eldest son, Marcus, also played by Marcus Scribner. His name is Andre. Rainbow is played by Tracy Ellis Ross. Jack is played by Miles Browns. Diane is played by Marseille Martin, which is, you probably know her face more than her name. She produced that movie that Taraji P. Henson starred in, where it was like she got like some type of spell or something and was turned back into a little girl.
Oh, yeah. Oh, little.
Yeah, Little with Issa Rae.
Yeah.
And so she actually was one of the producers on that. And I'm like, go ahead, girl, with your black girl magic.
Nah, that one was actually a good, it was good. It was cute.
Yeah, it was cute. You know, you need them kind of movies. Mm-hmm. Zoe is played by Yara Shahidi. You probably know her face. She had a spinoff show because of this show called Grownish, which I used to love when I was younger, but girl, I moved on. Jennifer Lewis plays the grandma, Ruby. I love me some Ruby. She is hilarious and like openly does not mess with Rainbow, but it's funny and it's cute when they actually have their moments. Because you know, Andre is her son and ain't nobody ever gonna be good enough for her baby.
Yeah, that's too.
Period. Because that Ali, he gonna have some child anyway. And then, like I said, Lawrence Fishburne plays Pops, which is Andre's father, and it's just it's so much. Deon Cole is in it; he plays Andre's best friend. Like, it's just so much dopeness going on, and everybody is like hilarious, but really good at it. And it's like it's not the comedy is realistic and relatable. The stories are realistic and relatable, and the characters are realistic and relatable. I mess with it. And I forgot who's the original writer. Kenya Barris, Jonathan Groff, and Scott Wagner are the original writers, and they seem to have a whole bunch of, you know, Blackish, Grownish, what's the other one? Mixed-ish. That one is about Rainbow's upbringing, coming up as a interracial child in like the 70s and 80s. They just got a few really good shows that are really awesome and complimentary to the black people. So I mess with it. That's my favorite right now.
Okay. I wasn't expecting that. You know, I try to watch it and I just couldn't get into it.
I don't know.
And don't get me wrong, I mess with the cast. I've watched them separately. Love Tracee Ellis. I mean, I follow her career from Girlfriend. So
I swear.
I watched Grownish and then I realized that I was too grown for that show.
Yeah, Grownish, like I was with it like the first two seasons.
Yeah. And then it just started to be repetitive and ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just like, who's really acting like this in college? Like,
girl, like God. I was definitely a little more focused, but
yeah. But yeah, like I said, I just couldn't get into it. I mean, it was definitely have been on. I have seen it. I know a lot of people love it. I know a lot of people around me had enjoyed it, but I don't know. It was just like it was a hit. Like I wanted it to hit. Mm-hmm. You know. But anyways, what so I know you talked about a lot about the families and how it was like different. Who was one of your favorite cast members that really stood out to you and throughout all the seasons that, you know, you got to like grow with them and see the changes and their growth and you really connected with the character?
I feel like my favorite that's a good question. Who I connected with the most? Probably Rainbow as a mother and like sharing a lot of her wants and dreams for her children and stuff. And then just like her career and how she refused to allow herself to use her family as an excuse to not pursue her dreams. So mm-hmm. that really resonated with me, and I love that she's so successful because, again, a lot of times in these kind of shows, like they'll show, and that's somebody's existence, right? So it's accurate, like that stay-at-home mom role and stuff like that. But they'll show like they never really show the black women having a family and having their dreams. It's always mm-hmm. you either have your dreams or you have your family, and it's like, well, no. They're black women or women in general, women of color, black, Hispanic, white, yellow, green, orange. You know, we always got to make that choice. And it's like, no, you don't. You can have both. Is it going to be easy? No. are you going to deal with mom guilt? Absolutely. But it's still worth it in the end, especially when you have your kids look up to you and be like, dang, like, I want to be like you.
Exactly. Especially when you have, like, a husband that also supports you, I think.
Exactly.
That plays it.
One of my favorite aspects about the show is how supportive Andre, Anthony Anderson's character, how supportive he is of Tracee Ellis Ross's character, his wife. But my favorite, like, character to watch throughout the series has been Andre Jr. because they just, like, you know how they say parents not supposed to choose favorites, but they do. Definitely not Andre's favorite. He, like, always making these hilarious mistakes, but, like, it's so genuine and just kind of corny. It is just like, and Andre is just like, you the one that was named after me. Like, you the one that, like, always doing some goofy shit. But, like, he just was hilarious to watch grow up. His character was a lot of fun. Those two are my two favorites. Obviously, I like Zoe and Diane. Diane is just mean. Diane is...
Isn't that the little sister?
Mm-hmm. She's the one everybody's scared of. Yep.
Every time I seen her, she just had an attitude.
She is... No, well, her character is way deeper than that. But, like, everybody's scared of her. Like, Deion Cole's character, he refused to be left alone in a room with her. He's like, you're not finna get me. Because... Diane got connections with the CIA, literally. Like, it's funny as F. But everybody does a good job. But I think Tracee Ellis Ross would be my most relatable character.
Okay.
Andre Jr. is the funniest to me.
Which is one of you, like, which episode or scene is, like, your absolute favorite? Unless it's, like, super funny or... really relatable or have a historical moment.
I'm actually, it's easy. Well, it's only easy because I think because it's fresher in my mind, because there's been so many moments that I could point out that I really, really loved on the show. But recently they had an episode where Andre Jr.'s girlfriend, what's her name? Olivia. She is in college, and their relationship is so beautiful. The way they show it, it's not, like, overly sexualized, that ain't nobody got pregnant early. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a real, just genuine relationship. And so they ended up getting a place together and stuff. And it's really cute. But she's in school and she's looking to get her, I think, master's or doctorate. But her next level education, because she already got her bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. And just for fun, you know, her and Rainbow's character get along really, really well, which is also another awesome thing to see, the girlfriend getting along with the mom. So cute. And they were talking, and Rainbow was like, why are you only applying to one school? Like, apply to multiple schools. And she was like, oh, well, you know, I've always said I was going to stay in California, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, girl, you paying for it? She's like, look, I'll give you the money to apply to more schools. Like, it's okay. Uh-oh. Apply to more schools. And so she applies to, like, her dream schools just to see what happens. And ends up getting into Yale, which was, like, her number one school. And Junior, like, because he loves her, he wants her to stay in California with him.
Of course.
But he's also scared that if he lets her go, he's going to leave her. Like, they're not going to stay together. Mm-hmm. But at first, Tracee Ellis Ross's character was like, oh, I'll help you convince her to stay. But then she just thought about it. She's like, no, I'm not going to do that. Like, this is her dream. And if you really love her, you're going to let her follow her dream. Because if you make her stay, she's going to live to resent you and regret that, or resent herself. And... Mm-hmm. It's always going to be that what if question. And she encouraged her to, like, go after her dreams. She's like, girl, you know how rare it is for a black girl from Compton to be able to go and do some stuff like this? You better follow your dreams. And I thought that was really dope. Like, yeah, we need to make sure that we're encouraging our little girls and little boys to follow their dreams, because your dream, and it's nothing wrong with it. I don't want to step on nobody's toes. if your dream is to be a mom and a wife, and like that's literally just what you want, you love that, you want to be the soccer mom and be at every event and be on the PTA team and all that stuff, that's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's also nothing wrong with telling little girls or young women that you can go and follow your dreams. The boys will still be there. Mm. You don't gotta, like, if he really wants to be with you, he will make you
everything will that. Work out.
Mm-hmm. Everything will work out. Like, it's not that big of a deal. And then even if you break up, that means it wasn't meant for you.
It so, wasn't meant to be, yeah.
You know, that would probably be my favorite scene. But that's because that's so recent. Like, and it was like maybe 3 episodes ago. Damn, okay. It's a lot.
So basically you telling the peoples to watch it.
They gotta watch it. It's fun to watch.
Okay.
It's fun. I'm sad this is the last season, but ABC is replacing them with another really good show. Shout out to Abbott Elementary. Show is hilarious. Hilarious. Y'all gotta watch that. Keep a lookout on it. We're gonna be talking about it anyway. So, I've been talking for a long time. So, girl, you need to tell me what's your favorite Black History Month, Black show, Black love, Black, blackity black.
You mean, okay. You just went in. So, unlike Tina, I'm just so old school with everything that I do. Most of the time. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to favorite TV shows of Black excellence, it was nothing but, like, the old shows. Like, I literally couldn't think of any shows that really moved me and had great moments and like whatever.
So, okay.
So it was hard to choose this, and then I just did Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe because I couldn't do it. So I couldn't choose. So I had to pick A Different World.
Oh my God. How did I know? You still talk about that show. So yeah, I believe it.
So basically, if y'all don't know what Different World is, please stop.
You need to get your life.
Because at the end of the day, like, this movie was like, we grew up watching this. Like, if you watch The Cosby Show, you made that transition into watching Different World. Like, that's what it was. If you know what The Cosby Show is, which you should because that's off, but Different World is a spinoff from The Cosby Show. So, let me go into it. A Different World follows the daughter of Dr. Huxtable, which is The Cosby Show, you know, and Denise Huxtable, as she attended the masters of her parents, Hillman College. Denise struggles through college and meets memorable friends along the way. Dwayne, Whitley, Julissa, Maggie, and Ron brings college life to the living room of many homes during the first season. Unfortunately, the second season, Denise does part your ways and she does not continue with the show. So season 2 and 6, they had to rechange the whole show because again, it was supposed to be about Denise Huxtable, you know, going through her own issues and struggles. So season two through six captures the essence of being young, Black, and educated in America by tackling political, ethical, racial, emotional, and social issues far before media was ready to address them. So this show is just like an all-time favorite. I don't know why I love it so much, but I do. I think that this was one of the shows that they talked about some stuff that we was like, what? You can talk about this? one episode that aired in 1990 was one of the first American network television episodes to actually address HIV and AIDS. A lot of people don't know that.
Oh, wow.
But they were actually one of those first ones to actually talk about it in the, you know, the beginning of this and just how crazy it's affecting people.
Mm-hmm.
So they definitely, you know, ripped apart, ripped the Band-Aid. And it just, like, I wanted to go to college so badly.
Absolutely.
Not because it was an all black college. That wasn't it. It was like going to college, living in the dorms because of just like all the things they were facing. And I love the fact that we saw them in college work their way up to graduating, dating, and then like starting families, working. It just felt like I was like a part of their lives. And even though it was for like six seasons, I felt like it was like my whole like childhood into high school, because me and my sister would always watch it over and over again. And let me tell you something. These characters were hilarious in the fact that the cast.
Oh my God, Whitley.
The cast kept getting better and better, and they kept adding on. And I was like, everybody. So I'm just going to give you just a quick little, you know, all the people that you all might know. Like, okay, we know who with like Jasmine Guy and Kadeem, all of them. But
oh my God, Kadeem.
Sinbad was on there.
Like, my brother, I love me some Sinbad.
Like, okay. Sinbad was the coach, and he was just like, oh my God, the first couple of seasons was too.
He
amazing
was hilarious.
Like, he was just everything. You had, I'm sorry, my favorite guest on the show was Tupac. Because it was like, y'all had Tupac on this show. This
girl, show. I'm reliving my childhood right now.
No, but the fact that he was on like the later seasons. That's how like old this show is. He was on like the last season. And it was just like such a crazy moment, because everybody was like, wait, how did y'all get Tupac on it? Not knowing the relationship between Jada Pinkett and Tupac. That's why he like really came on the show. And then you just had Patti LaBelle was on the show playing his mom.
Ooh, that Patti LaBelle pies, baby.
Dwayne.
Okay. Sorry.
You said what?
I said them Patti LaBelle pies, baby.
Girl. And then the Gladys Knight was on there playing herself, of course.
Wait, Gladys was? She was.
Yeah, she was in there.
She was on there. Oh, my gosh. I'll be forgetting.
No, but like I said, and then Halle Berry was on there.
Magrala.
So it was just like, and there's so many more people. I mean, and Vogue was on there. Whoopi Goldberg. So like I said, even Heavy D. So it was like a really cool, show that just like, dang, it had so many people, so many like historic, so many like celebrities that was just amazing. And it just made the show even more perfect. And then each season kept getting better and better. It was stressful. Mm-hmm. But they were going through real life. Like, I'm talking about crazy breakups. And when I say breakups, I'm talking about seasons.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? You know, considering, like, what job, what career, you know, making hard choices. And the fact that you said that, like, on Blackish, they were considering, like, she was considering, like, not taking the school because she didn't want to go far away. I mean, that's on different worlds when Dwayne left to go to Japan. It was just doing those type of decisions. I don't know, that is my all-time favorite. Love watching it, always do watch it. Anytime it's up, I always put it on, because it just puts me back at that place. Like, I'm like, oh my God, this is one of the shows that made me want to go to college, because I wanted to be in an atmosphere like that. I wanted to be able to like go to the lunch, vibing at the lunch, going to it's, you know what I'm saying, having parties in the dorms.
Girl, I thought college was gonna be super lit, and we know what really happened. College was still excellent. I stayed in a dorm for high school. I think that's what ruined me. Is I was
you,
over
you
it
did it. You did it early.
Yeah, I was see, like, this is exciting.
My college experience was truly amazing. I had a blast.
Well, with that being said, I'm curious to know what your favorite scene is. We all have this iconic scene in our mind when we think about A Different World. But I'm curious to see if that's your favorite scene or if it's another scene.
Okay. Yeah, okay, the cliche one, yeah, when Tupac came on, like, I was like, oh my God, no, they did not. He's here. This is amazing. How did they put my boo on a CV? Oh my God, I want to touch you, but right? I can't. Yes, and the way Jada Pinkett was looking at him, and I was like, girl, you better stop looking at him like that. But yes, that's the overall, I'm pretty sure that's everybody's favorite, but one of my favorite scenes, and if y'all know the history of Whitley and Dwayne, they just struggle so much, and they dated on and off. I just felt like I was in a relationship. I was like, I gotta be single for the rest of my life because I don't want to go through what they went through. But one of my favorite scenes that I love. So Whitley is a princess, bougie. She annoyed the first two seasons. I did not like her.
I love her.
She was so annoying.
I'm Whitley. Where are you from? I was like, oh, yeah.
She just annoyed me. And it wasn't really because of her voice. It was like she was just like, oh.
I know, she's a little, but yeah.
Oh, my God. I loved her because I loved when she went out with Dwayne because I feel like Dwayne brought the other side of her and calmed her down and brought her to reality. But my favorite scene was they had broke up. And then all of a sudden, he goes to Japan. She's realizing, oh, shoot, he's the one I love. I was tripping. What was I doing? Boom. Mm-hmm. And then he comes back and he's dating Seiko, Psycho, whatever. And her heart was so broken. Now, mind you, Dwayne always go back to Whitley. Dwayne always would, like, any issues, he'll come back to her. She always got her way. This time, he was done. He was fed up. You couldn't tell me. I did not think they was ever getting back together. But it was like Whitley made her mark. And this was like the first, it was like a turnaround for her. It's like she actually had to come down to earth for the first time. Yeah. And really, like, I want you to declare her love because it's like, yeah, she would say it. But then Dwayne was like, I don't know, I'm not, you can say it all you want, but it's actions, you know what I'm saying? But he, again, another relationship. But that rain, and then when she was like, you the one I love, it was just a great moment for me. I mean, for the show. But it was just one of my favorite parts. Only because it's just like, this character, I couldn't stand, because I loved Dwayne, and I was kind of happy that he was dating a girl. But then I was like, no. But I love to see characters evolve. I love to feel that change and just to watch Whitley being from the first season bougie. You can't talk to her. She's not going to do nothing to the point that she was scrubbing pots. You know what I'm saying? And then they get married and then it was perfect and I was excited. Okay.
Oh my gosh. So then who? Okay. I'm going to mix it up. Who's your least favorite character besides Whitley? Who's your least favorite character on the show? Or did you have a least favorite character?
Ron.
Really?
You know, Ron was okay. It was just like, Ron was just annoying sometimes. And he was just that friend. I just feel like he wasn't really staring Dwayne right at first. I don't know. He was just like annoying to me. Like, did I see growth in his character or evil? No, I didn't. I felt like everybody else was like, I mean, Freddie got on my nerves too, low key. Like, I loved it when she was younger, but then as she kept getting older, I was like, oh, Freddie, please turn off.
Girl.
Because she was doing all that politics, all that extra stuff. I was like, girl,
can we just have fun for a second? Please.
Yeah. She got real serious as she got older. But like I said, like Ron, he was just one of those characters that he was okay. I wasn't excited when he came on the screen. I was like, oh my God, what is he gonna do now? What problem is he gonna cause? Right. You know what I'm saying? So
what pot you finna stir?
What pot is he gonna stir? And I just felt like, I was like, but I know some people that really liked Ron. I just wasn't feeling him.
Okay.
But when everybody was together and like it was fun, like he had some really good, hilarious moments. But when he was like getting mad and sad, I just couldn't. I was like, "Ooh, Ron, I don't feel nothing when you're speaking." Turn the camera.
I'm dead. Oh, girl, that is so dope. I knew you were gonna pick that show. I love that show too, though. It definitely got me excited for college.
Yeah.
And then my college experience was a little bit different, but as a kid, I loved that show. I was just like, oh my God, all Black people in secondary education are incredible.
And then they're smart. Like, Dwayne was so smart. I was like, yes. And Whitney wasn't.
Well, she just had a different experience in life.
But I felt bad for her when I saw her mom. I said, oh. That's why you are that. And again, I love the fact that they have parents. And like Patti LaBelle was like one of the parents, and it was just like, it was just so relatable and just like a good show to watch. It was like nothing grunchy or anything like
that. Yeah. Over you can the watch top.
It, you know, kids can watch it because it still promotes. Yeah, there's some other stuff that's on there like any other show, but it's still a good watch.
Right. Oh, I love it. Well, that is dope. Feeling it. Black excellence. For sure.
I know.
For sure.
I thought you
Willie was still my favorite, though.
Oh, trust me. I know. Because once we had, when we had talked about it years ago, I was like, let me guess. Willie, you were like, oh my God, how did you know? And I was like, it's not that hard.
She developed. She grew up. She realized that the world is not, it don't revolve around you.
Oh,
I mean, it do, but it don't.
Oh, okay.
Like, it revolves, they don't know. So we gotta be modest about it, but you know what I mean?
Anyways, because I really thought this was going differently. But yes, guys, so we would love to know, what is your favorite Black excellence TV show? We are curious to know. Please let us know. And now we're going to be on to the love section. Our all-time favorite love show. Now, I know it's very hard for Tina to pick.
Girl.
And I want to know, what show did you decide to go with? I'm very curious to know.
So, you know, I had to be abstract with mine because I was abstract with the last one where I chose, what did I chose? The Gentleman with,
what did you pick?
McConaughey in them. So, it's love. It's a very what did intense you pick? Love. Because it's really intense.
Yeah,
and it's not what you think. I chose The Originals.
This is so good.
So I was teeter tottering between The Originals, Vampire Diaries, and I was like, ooh, I feel like the original. Well, I mean, Vampire Diaries definitely.
Like season 1 to 3, it like definitely,
like disastrous ugh. Love. But I chose The Originals. If you don't know what The Originals is, it's a spinoff from Vampire Diaries, and also you need to go and jump off a bridge.
It's on Netflix.
All of the seasons.
It's on Netflix.
First episode aired in 2013. So dope. October 3rd, 2013, actually.
I mean, you know, it's only going to have in between the two girls. Like, my birthday is October 2nd.
And now I'm October 4th.
So, you know, it has to air in between whiteness.
It was perfect. And then a spinoff from that show resulted because it was so good. And that spinoff is Legacies. And I think that was exclusive to Netflix. I'm not sure. It might have been on the CW. I'm not entirely
sure. That's on the CW.
But that too is on Netflix as well. But basically, so this spinoff from Vampire Diaries follows the character Niklaus Mikkelsen, who is one of the baddest vampires. And he is one of the original vampires. His mother was a witch from like way back when.
Yeah, and, Esther. She's like one of the originals.
Yeah, she's one of the originals, and she like put a spell on her children to keep them from dying, and it backfired, and it turned them into vampires, and blah 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 blah.
And them being the first vampires,
So Niklaus is the sibling, has a couple other siblings. His brother Elijah, who also is just dead.
Oh, bad man.
And then their sister, what's their sister? Rebecca.
You know, I
but
think that
their other sister is. Freya. Yeah, Rebecca.
You know, I think Rebecca is one of the prettiest women in the world. That's just me. Mm-hmm. I love her. I think she's so gorgeous.
Bex was adorbs. And these siblings, let me tell you something. Their parents put them through hell.
No, they went to hell.
Literally. Their father, could you imagine your father hunting you?
For like, thousands and thousands of years.
Thousands of years. And then it only gets worse because technology only gets better. So as cell phones get more accurate, like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? But so they are based in New Orleans because that's where all the hoodoo voodoo magic be at. And we basically, the show kind of starts off, it drops you off in the middle of the storyline. And then they go back to explain a lot of how they got there, and then you go forward with the rest of it. So when we drop in, Niklaus is returning to New Orleans. Mm-hmm. His siblings have been awoken again, just for them to find out that their old slave boy, who they grew to be very fond of, Marcellus was now the king of New Orleans, and he had it locked and loaded. He had them vampires on lock. He had the witches in control. Mm-hmm. He had the werewolves in control. Mm-hmm. Everything was in balance to how he wanted it. And mm-hmm. and of course, vampires were the top of the food chain. In comes Niklaus with mm-hmm. all his drama and his stuff, and basically wants his crown back. Where the love comes into play, Niklaus returns to New Orleans partially because of what happened. So while in Mystic Falls, and this is how they got the spinoff from Vampire Diaries into the originals, while mm-hmm. in Mystic Falls, he runs into a couple people that he falls in love with, what's her
Caroline.
Name? Caroline. And obviously that didn't work out. And he has a one-night stand with a werewolf named Haley.
Couldn't stand her.
And somehow Haley gets pregnant. And basically was like, look, Niklaus, it's your baby. And he's like, it ain't my baby. She was like, no, it's your baby.
But you gotta explain how it could happen. So Niklaus is a hybrid.
Right. Okay. That's what I forgot to mention. Because their original tribe was like werewolves or something like that, right?
No. Remember, Niklaus is... Oh, remember that Niklaus' mom, Esther, cheated.
Right.
The dad. So that's not really his dad.
That's why he hated Niklaus so much.
That's why he hated. Because he's really a...
Bastard.
Werewolf.
Oh, well, that
first. Wow. That's love for you. And so that's why when she did the spell, it was to not break his werewolf side when he became a vampire.
Right.
But unfortunately, yeah. That subsided and he turned into a hyper. So, okay, you can keep going. So, he's originally a werewolf.
He said, that was turned into a vampire.
So, you know, two werewolves, they're both mammals. They can still
So that's how she magically, that's how he finds out. That leads to him finding out about all of that too. So she's pregnant. At first he was like, I don't want to deal with it. But his sister, she was like, no, like I've always wanted to have a child. I can't, you can, this is a blessing. Like, we actually have a chance to do something, right? Like, we got to keep this baby. And then also Elijah, his brother, he was like, you know, we got to keep this child. Like, everybody kind of banded together. And up until then, Niklaus, like, everything was very about him. And if it didn't fit what his plan was, what his goal was, he would literally just put a stake in their heart and put them in the cage.
No, it was like, is this love? He was
always locking them up. Like,
he was always staking his siblings. Girl. Like, Rebecca was staked for 90 years. Like,
girl, missed a whole decade. Like,
and you want to know, crazy thing is, y'all, like I said, this is an amazing show. It was the fact that he was like, I'll do it because I love y'all.
And right. Then, and it's like, do you
and know? Then he got their caskets always with him just in case they
act. Could you imagine, like, the kind of fights you and your siblings would have if y'all could just, like, stake each other and still know you alive?
For 100 years.
Right? He's like, I'm finna kill you when I wake up. I'ma knock your... And like, I could just imagine. But that was his version of love. And through having Hope, which is the daughter, the offspring's name, Hope Michelson, he kind of learns how to love a little bit better than that. You know, he also falls for this other character named Camille, and she kind of opens his eyes a little bit to, like, how crazy he is, but eventually he just stops caring. Like, he's just like, yeah, I'm crazy. But she still kind of has a special place in his heart. And it, you just see how throughout his life, his version of love, even though it's obscure, it's always there. Like, yeah. He loved Marcel. Like, that was his
I think brother, he loved baby, Marcel. Like, the more most. Than anybody,
yeah,
because like, of like he felt like that was somebody he groomed.
Mm-hmm.
He turned Marcel when he was a little boy. He saved Marcel from getting beat by his father. So it was just like that point of, I can save somebody since I wasn't able to save myself.
Exactly. That was always, that kind of was like always his point. Like.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was messed up, but it was always his point. And he just, like, it's dope following them. That family is crazy. The other bro, I forgot about Cole. Cole was...
Oh, girl!
They messed Cole up so many times, and that was, like, the baby of them. He was the youngest, yeah. And he still, like, they done messed him up so many times. Freya, she made sense, but at first she didn't make sense.
So the thing was, they knew about Freya, but then she was gone.
Right.
They ain't even seen her until she was like leaving clues and she was like locked up.
It right.
Was, like, I guess prison world or something, which was crazy. So Freya was just like, she wanted to be a part of the the problem was, everybody knew about Niklaus, Elijah. Rebecca, yeah. You know, because the three of them always was with each other. Even when he, like, Klaus staked them, they, all three of them was like a trio. Together.
It was like a trauma bond.
Yeah. So, and what was, yo, what's the other brother's name that I did not like? He was a sellout.
What's his name? It was the mom's favorite too.
Yep.
Finn.
Yes, Finn. Oh, Finn. My God.
I'm like, you push over ass mother.
But he didn't want to be a vampire. He wanted to be a witch. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, if they were to die and lose that, they would be witches. And of course, they didn't want, because again, their mom is the original witch.
And they, you know, Klaus got all this power. He ain't not trying to be that.
No, I'm not gonna get that up. What I look like. I'm right there with Klaus. Look, hey, no. Honestly, well, to me, I probably would have been more of a Rebecca because I love being a mom. And I feel like that completes me, even though like my career and all that is very important. It would have like killed me if I couldn't have kids. Yes. So I would definitely, yeah, I feel like Rebecca would have been my character. But girl, Elijah, and I don't care, crazy or not, Klaus was fine.
Klaus?
Elijah was, Klaus. I would have been with both of the brothers. Like, hey,
let me tell you something. Everybody always talked about Klaus is impulsive. He does not think before he makes decisions. He makes a decision afterwards. Let me tell you something. Elijah is very calculated. I think he is worse than Klaus. Because the person that is silent, he is the deadliest one. Because if you look,
the silent
half
killer.
Of the town, he only reason why Klaus had an upper hand and just a little bit because he had a werewolf in him. He was a hybrid.
That was right, exactly. He had the extra.
But at the end of the day, he used to have to buck with Elijah.
Mm-hmm. Elijah, you know, was definitely saying? His what's that? Like, you all, if you a mobster, you always got your hitman. Like, Elijah was like his hitman. And he was always so fresh. I was like, yes, wear that suit.
I love the fact that he wear always that had the suits.
Girl, they be in the sewers and girl, he got on Armani.
Girl. And he used to get mad when he used to get blood. He used to be like, why are like, you got on collar party? Or he'd take his handkerchief out and wipe.
Girl. Ooh, don't get me started. It's getting hot in here.
I think I'm going to watch it again.
I swear, I've rewatched the originals and the Vampire Diaries at least 3 times.
Yeah.
And what's funny is, for me personally, so I know you and like Diane and a couple of other friends, y'all were super into Vampire Diaries first. Yeah. I hopped on at the originals, like when the originals started.
No, but you have watched Vampire Diaries in the beginning.
I watched it, but I wasn't into it.
Oh,
I got into the originals, and then I was like, okay, I need to know more. And then I went back and watched Vampire Diaries and watched all of them. Because I think what I did was I started with season like 1 and I got halfway through and then I was like over it because I was still in my Gossip Girl phase. And then when they started the spinoff, I was like, ooh, what's this? And I started watching the originals and then I went back and started watching Vampire Diaries. But that's why this is my love option, because it's just, it's love, it's toxic, but it's love.
But it's about family always.
It's family love, yeah. Family is very, very important.
Important to them. And I think Klaus had a different way of showing it, but his loyalty. He loved loyalty.
Oh my God. Loyalty was his favorite word. If you wasn't loyal, if he had to question you at all, your neck is snapped, girl.
And then it just became so cute when he became a father.
I know.
How he calmed down, but yet turned up.
Right. Yeah. He just was like more conscious about where he turned up.
Yeah. And it was just like, now it's like, people was coming for his daughter because his daughter is a tribe.
She's
you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's like she's like an abomination. And throughout all the seasons, if y'all understand, they've been trying to stop this baby from being born because they said she's going to be the destruction. And eventually, at the end, Klaus and Elijah do die because of all of that. But it was just like,
it was so sad.
It was so sad. Oh, that's why God. I couldn't watch the last episode.
I was like, oh my God, I can't do this.
That's how I felt with Vampire Diaries. I'm like, oh,
girl,
that would be my favorite person.
Girl, it's like whoever the writers are, they just love messing with our emotions.
But you know what I didn't like though, and that's why I love originals more than Vampire Diaries, is because Vampire Diaries had a good thing going, and I just hate it from season 4 on. I don't know where they went, turn around,
it was a lot going on.
Yeah. That's why I love the originals 100%.
And if I do watch Vampire Diaries, it's only 1 to 3. That's it.
You don't go into season 4?
Nope.
Girl, I just always felt bad for Bonnie. It's always that one character. I always felt bad for Freya because she gave up everything repeatedly.
I mean, but at least at the end, she ended up with her spouse. So
yeah, she did. She did get a happy ending. But and then I always felt bad for Bonnie. I was just like,
oh, Bonnie, God. The number one. I wanted Bonnie to actually sleep.
Like, girl, maybe
everybody depended on her.
Girl, you should just turn your phone off. Like, I cannot.
It didn't matter because guess what? They was finna speed to her house.
And still
she
ask her to
bury
do favors.
A spell over her house. That's what she should have really did.
She did an invisibility spell.
It was the time she invisible. Was like, I don't want to do this. And then she's like, ooh. Girl, it's what she used to do. Girl, that acting like
look, her like, and Viola, her and Viola, them faces that they be making them girl. Make, she always would have blood coming down her nose.
I always, like, and then Jeremy, Bonnie, stop.
Right.
Like, what you got going on? Let go.
Like, it ain't that serious. I'm like, look, I can't get him. He in the other realm.
And then it's just like, y'all begged her to do it. Y'all knew this is it. And then you got dumb Elena. Stop it, Bonnie, stop
right.
Stop her. Girl, but wasn't she the same person that was like, oh my God, we need this?
Elena just... The amount of work it took to be Elena's friend.
Actually, Elena was actually one of the worst characters on the show. Nobody didn't realize it. She was the cost of all the drama.
Exactly. No, anybody who's a real fan of vampire shows and like Vampire Diaries originals, everybody agrees. Elena
was the
most
problem.
Trash character. Like, if you would just sit your little ass down and mind your business or decide something for once.
You need to be quiet. You always putting yourself, let the people that got powers handle. That's why I didn't like Matt. Matt, the fact that Matt didn't die and he needed to die. Well, actually he had that ring. He did die a couple of times.
He died.
But Matt and Elena?
Them two characters.
Oh, yo, Matt, when I saw Matt on Legacy, I said, somebody got to take this man out.
Right. Why is he still alive?
Why is he still alive after all these 50 years?
You done been killed. You done been, like, how many times?
How many times you got bit, used for blood banks? Like,
and he was always crying or mad about some shit.
You dated half of the past. Like,
what do you want from us? Like, what do you want from us? You dated some very crazy people. That's your fault. Girl.
But yeah. Okay. So. Mm-hmm. We drifted.
Y'all, it was relatable.
Y'all don't understand. Like, we can go on hours with these shows, especially the originals and vampires, because that was like one of our shows that we really had connected. Because we talked about Vampire Diaries and all that stuff before the originals came out, on top of the other shows. But anyways, who was your favorite overall character that you just really saw the growth, you felt a connection with? Who was it?
Okay. I need to do a top three because, of course,
we're not doing top three.
But I know, but it's different characters. I mean,
you categories. Need to be one that really speaks to you.
Okay. I feel like not the most underrated, but just people don't talk about him as much as they should. Vincent.
Oh my God, I hated him so much.
The reason I like him though is he still came through on those points where he had to. Where it was necessary. And it just like, but he also learned how to create Boundaries, yeah.
That Bonnie couldn't do. I think he peeped on, like, nah, y'all. It was that one time, nah. He was so mad. He was like, nah, I don't want to see me out. But then he was that character that used to surprise people, like, oh, yeah. Is it you here?
Oh. Right. Okay, cool. And like, he came through at a couple of moments where
we were
like,
oh, thank you.
But I didn't think that you were going to say it. Because his character is like, we don't talk about him enough. And I feel like he actually was very important, especially in the first like 2-3 seasons. Yeah. Like, his character was like very important to the Niklauses. I mean, to the Michelsons.
We know who your real favorite is.
Right. That's my real favorite.
Yeah, but I want to, if I ever have a son, I want his middle name to be Niklaus.
You. I'm so over it.
Sorry, y'all. We just. This is our inside joke. I swear, we gotta have like a get to know, or we should do like a get to know, like we ask each other questions and stuff. Oh my god, it is Women's Month, so we can talk about us.
Yeah, like, I mean, we can, because I mean, we talk about us anyway, but like, now you have
period.
But okay, my favorite daddy character though is Elijah. Anyway.
You said daddy?
Daddy character.
You said, you're saying daddy?
My favorite daddy character.
When did we ever start adding daddy?
I'm just saying. Basically, my favorite character, well, one of my favorite characters to watch develop, Elijah, is that character. I would have been like, ooh, Elijah. Can we talk about how Haley successfully messed with two brothers and like still got away with it?
Yeah, can we talk about how she got married also to another dude?
Right, like this girl, like, it's for like, the team. For the team.
I'm like,
that
crazy.
Was a person.
Close your legs.
Close your, like, chill out. She was about to, girl, and it was always a fine one. Like, even the werewolf dude, he was fine as hell. He was big, but he was fine.
Cool.
The dude from her pack.
Oh, I felt so bad for him.
Yeah, that was bad. His character.
Haley, we were together.
I hate you so much.
I hated his voice. That's why I was like,
girl.
I said he could die.
Haley, oh, we're gonna raise this baby and we're gonna have the pack that we need. Yo, okay.
He did get overboard a little bit at one point.
I knew he was
like,
gonna
it's
die.
Not your child. It's
he
not
was,
your child.
I think he was really trying to be that person that Haley really chose.
Yeah, I know. No.
And he was like, we were meant to be. And it's like, now you see that she's in between two brothers, two psychotic brothers. Why is you messing with them?
Two crazy ass.
And then it's just like, brothers. Please don't go. And it's like, when he would try Klaus, he is a vampire and a werewolf. Why would you?
Sir, what advantage do you have?
It was sometimes I used to think about that. I used to be like, y'all really going after him?
Girl.
But okay.
That's just how he was, I guess. I don't know.
Now, what was your overall, one of your favorite scenes that you can see right now? Either it made you laugh, it made you smile, it made you feel all googly inside, it made you mad. Like, what is one of those scenes that you was like, yo, I love vampires. The original.
I'm trying to make sure my brain doesn't befuddle it, but I can see it now. It's when, I forgot why he was there, but Elijah went into like Marcel's headquarters before they took it, when they were about to take it over. Elijah was like, look, we back. So this our shit. Elijah was like, basically like he had to side with Niklaus. He like, look, we back. This our stuff, like this is our house that big house they had with the garden in the middle, and it was full of vampires. And Marcel was there, and he was on his throne or whatever. And Elijah takes that vampire and like holds him above the crowd on the second level. I was just like, oh my god!
I was like, Marcellus, ooh. Please. Even though I was in love with him, but I was like Marcellus.
I know. I love Marcellus too. Like Marcel was like my baby. But Elijah, I was like, I think you need to give him the house. I think you need to.
I think all y'all need to run. Like if I would have seen that, first of all, like,
okay.
All y'all gotta tell me he's the original. He can't be killed unless it's the white oak tree, and the white oak tree was burned down.
I'm gone. I'm gone. He said, "This is say okay, cool. Here you go. There you go. There you go. I'm out."
You know who I love?
Who?
Josh.
I miss Josh. That was my babe. Felt
he just tried to be a good person, and he was like a Bonnie.
He definitely was a Bonnie.
Yeah, I hated Tamika, but anyways,
girl, let's not even, because she did a lot.
But that was amazing. I did not even think that she was gonna do that. So that was
really cool. Oh my god, I love the originals. It's my love. Does that say something about me that I picked like one of the most toxic shows as my?
No, I don't think it was toxic at all. I think it was like actually full of love. See, the crazy thing was I was gonna do one of those shows, and then I was just like, because I was gonna pick one that was really.
Which one?
No, I'm not gonna say it. I'll say it afterwards.
Oh my god.
All right.
Ali, your friend's knocking on the door. Okay. I'm about to have to edit so much. It's cool.
But and so when you're done editing, just like if you could do it kind of quick, because I'm going to record one. So you can keep yours in the beginning. Then you can put mine in between, like.
Ali, like, put some goddamn pants on. I don't have any pants. Yes, you do. You got pants everywhere. Hold on.
Go outside with some shorts. It ain't that damn warm.
Girl.
So, right when we start talking about love, I'm gonna do one. So you keep yours in the beginning where you always put it. Then I'll do one. So I'll just be like, oh my god, I hope you guys are enjoying the episode. Just want to make sure you listen to Tina. Whatever is good. It's so amazing and it's free. It's free. You know, you can do it with your friends and stuff like we doing it. So, anyways, go back to the show. That's what I'm gonna do. So then we'll be able to have two.
Okay. Back to you.
You gotta ask me.
All right. Okay. Damn, the chips is good. Okay, so spicy and just. Anyway. Okay, so that ends the originals. I'm sure we'll revisit at some point because I feel like.
It's gonna come back up.
Yeah, we need to do something about Vampire Night because there's so much to talk about. But anyway, now it's your turn. I'm curious to know what our love show is. What are we loving? What's in love? What are we feeling?
So, I had to pick this show because for a second I thought that you were gonna pick this, but then I was like, why would Christina pick this? it's not like this is one of our connection shows, but this show, I have watched this show front back, side to side. If I'm feeling some type of way, if I'm feeling anger, if I'm feeling mad, sad, happy, I put this show on, and that is and will forever be One Tree Hill. Y'all, I love One Tree Hill.
It's a dope show. Why wouldn't I choose One Tree Hill?
That's why I was shocked that you didn't choose it.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, Y'all, when we found out that we both watched this show, we both looked at each other and was like, oh my God. Y'all, best theme intro song ever.
Girl, I loved that.
Guys, if you haven't watched Run Tree Hill, like you're missing a lot of stuff in your life. Honestly, it is one of the greatest, I think, drama shows out there. It was just
everything with a capital D,
drama. But I really believe, like, it's, you know what? It's crazy that you use the originals because Run Tree Hill focused on family too, and they had a messed up way of showing it. Girl. And it was toxic in the mixing and the stuff. Like, they had a lot of stuff that resembled they just was normal and they were supernatural.
They weren't vampires.
just in case you all didn't watch this amazing, a great show, which I don't understand. Because it makes sense.
You did not have a good adolescence if you didn't watch Run Tree Hill.
Exactly. So basically, the show is set in a fictional town of Tree Hill in North Carolina and initially follows the lives of two half brothers, Lucas Scott, which is played by Chad Michael Murray, who I thought I was going to marry. My goodness.
That was my baby. And first white boy I ever loved.
And Nathan Scott, who's played by James. I'm not going to say his last name. I'm not going to sound like that. But who competes for positions on their school basketball teams and the drama that ensures from the brothers' romances. Now, this show is a lot. And it definitely dives in some crazy stuff. So pretty much you got these two brothers, right? They're half brothers, but they live in the same town. Nathan, who actually is with his father, who is Dan Scott, one of the worst
human beings ever.
Like, I thought he was real. Like, if I see him right now, I'm not going to be able to talk to him.
Like, get out my face.
Because my face. He was just, like, ridiculous.
I need you to exit.
Girl. So, it was just, like, it was just so crazy that Nathan and Scott both have brothers, don't really know each other, but they know each other exists. And they won't acknowledge each other. So, you got Nathan that's being raised by his father, and then you have Lucas that's being raised by his uncle, which is Nathan's dad. Well, their dad's brother. And older brother at that. And you just see these two brothers struggle with, the first season was all about, they both on the same basketball team and it caused so much drama.
Oh my God.
So much drama. And then not to mention the amazing cast, because I just have to, you know, say the amazing cast. So you have Peyton Sword was played by
Peyton. That's my girl. Okay.
You got Haley James Scott, which is played by Bethany. You got Dan, who we don't care about. And then you got Brooke Davis, Sophia Bush. If you don't know who Sophia Bush, she played on LAPD. I said LAPD. Oh my gosh, Chicago PD.
Oh,
sorry. Yes, Chicago PD. And now she's actually on a new show, unfortunately. I think it's called Good Sam. It is a hospital show. I don't believe in hospital shows. I can't do it. But she stars in it. And guess what? Haley and Peyton aired. All three of them was on the episode. And it was like,
that's so dope.
Yeah. So, and then just to keep going down, I know a lot of people know, we had Mouth. Remember Mouth?
Amazing.
We got Skills. And he's known Antoine Tanner. Y'all should know him. He was on Coach Carter. He was Warner.
Like
he always played the same character.
The same character. Annoying. Why are you
the
here?
Supportive, like the member of the team that's like, hey guys, let's do the right thing.
So throughout the seasons, I mean, this show had everything in it. The struggles with dealing with half brothers, the struggles with mm-hmm. dealing a overbearing parent or mm-hmm. a neglected parent.
Mm-hmm. Parents and it was not white people supportive.
Girl,
that was incredible. I was like, dang, fathers walk out in the suburbs too.
I can't you come on earth. But it was just, and it sometimes it was like really hard to watch. I mean, we had a few people that died,
girl,
in the show, which was just like, wait, you killed your brother. Like, it got real deep. You yeah. got fights that were just like between the brothers. You have brothers.
It was almost a soap opera.
Okay, so initially it was a soap opera, but I don't think it was, because it didn't give me that soapy feeling, because
it yeah, well, repetitive. Yeah, it wasn't like, yeah. But it's still like the level of drama.
The level of drama. And, you know, and then it's just like, they're in high school. So
right? I'm like, they have been through some shit.
Yo, so I'm in high school and I'm watching it and I was just like, y'all going through a lot. And they went to that traditional high school. Like, you had the girls being, you know, cheerleading. And then it's like, I know. And then Haley, and then you had Haley, who is Lucas' best friend. And then you had Nathan, who was starting to fawn for Nathan. But then Lucas and Haley were best friends, and then like their friendship got messed up because Haley starts mm-hmm. feeling Nathan to the point they get married.
Girl,
I was like, what?
When my first time seeing that, I was like, wait, hold on, because you know I done watched it all the seasons multiple times.
Yeah, so, I've watched it front, back, side to side, like random. Mm-hmm. I was just watching through. I'm currently watching it right now, but. Because sometimes I just put it on, like, when I'm, like, feeling some type of way. But
girl,
it was so many twists and turns and so many great moments, so many hard moments. They mm-hmm, explored mm-hmm. teenage pregnancy. They explored, mm-hmm. You know, and the one thing I do love about this, also, like, different world, is, like, after they went through high school, now they don't show college, but then they do 4 years later, and then we see when they're adults. We see that they have families or they're getting married yeah. or, you know, could potentially lose pregnancy. Like, it was just like a lot. And it went on for nine seasons. Oh my God. So me and Chris watched this together. The last episode was just like, oh my God, it was too much for us. But it was just it was just really a great
Hells over bros.
That's it. And then they had a lot of music. Music was amazing in the show. I love the fact that they had a lot of music and bands, and then they just had all these female girls that really had these certain type of jobs that was like in the men industry, and
yeah.
that's also that mm-hmm. I really love, like Peyton dominating the music producer world.
Yeah, that was,
you know,
dope
what I'm saying. Like,
that.
I think that was, you know, because thinking back, like, there was a lot of death in the show.
Peyton, I wanted it. Ooh, it was a lot of death.
You say what you said about Peyton?
I said I wanted to be Peyton.
Really? I hated Peyton in the beginning.
Well, yeah, she had her complications, but like it was still something. So I think it was more so her look.
Okay.
Not necessarily. I didn't want her life because, you know, her brother tried to kidnap her. It was a lot.
You mean the person that her stalker?
Yeah, her stalker. I'm sorry. Yes, her stalker.
Remember her brother turned out to be black?
Yeah. I was like, so that's why y'all trying to explain her curly hair? Is that what this is? Like, yeah. They're like, she got curly hair for a reason. Okay. But no, I just thought her style was like dope as fuck. Like, and she always, like, she wore leather so nice. Her hair was always, and she was so pretty.
She was. Sometimes we can be having her, and I promise you, like, I couldn't stand Brooke either, but then I love yeah. Brooke be like, girl, you breaking us down, like.
Your life is depressing.
Oh, and also, I also love the fact that, like, they were true friends, and I think that's why I love this show
so much because I love the friendships. I love how they like really support each other. Like in high school, they went through hell and back, like not talking to each other. But then it's like 4 years later, you got people that you would have never thought that they would be cool from the first season. And I thought that was cool. And I love how their friendships. So I'm like, oh my God, I want friendships like this. Like,
girl,
going into the house and just like being there for each other. I think that that was really interesting that they promoted that also. It was just like, oh my goodness, a really great moment in TV for me.
It was dope. But it was a lot of death. And it come back to what you said earlier. It was a lot of death in that show.
It was a lot. This is deep. Like, it's a deep show because you're just like, Dan, you got some problems. Debs has some problems.
Girl.
I always loved Karen. She was...
It's the only Karen I like.
Yeah.
The only Karen will allow
to happen.
Okay, so what was the most shocking thing that happened on that show to you?
Oh my God.
What just like blew you away? You was just like, oh, what happened here?
It's a lot of them, but what was really shocking to me, I did not know, Lucas said I do. When he was on a stand, he said, I do to Lindsay. Like, he said, I do.
Oh, that shocked you?
I was like, why are you doing that?
Because they had to.
That actually really did shock me because I was like, there's no way he's going to say, he said it.
Yeah.
And I ain't going to lie, I felt for Peyton. I was like, oh. And that's why they were like, it's okay because he, like, Lindsay, they didn't get married. But then Peyton was like, but he said I do, though. Yeah. That changed everything. Like, he was willing to be with her.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he looked at, you know, Peyton was like, oh, I'm not going to. He said I do. So he wanted to spend the rest of his life with her.
Well, I mean, but they were so back and forth for so long. And she had been gone.
But then if that was his true love, when he saw her in
his whole life. I know. I didn't like it either, but I saw how in real life that probably would have been more realistic on what happened.
And I think that's why, but it's like, I love the fact that she said no because she was like, I read this book.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in this town. I heard about the Lucas and Peyton love. Yeah, you're not going to leave me down the line and realize. And then it's just like,
it was that comet. That comet thing that he wrote
she
about.
Said it's and I the was comet. Like, it was that tear that she read, that tear came to her face. I didn't know that Dan was going to shoot Keith. That shocked me.
That's what I thought you was going to say first.
No, because I try not to think about that. But when Lucas said I do, I just, with everything that him and Peyton been through, and then the fact that I just felt like he was in denial and he was just trying to like, so that made me mad, but
who was your let me see. Well, I mean, who was your favorite character and why?
Okay, so besides the love that I had for Lucas Scott, I will have to say Brooke turned out to be my favorite character. The reason is you literally got to see her from season 1 to season 9, and it was growth. And I love season 5, and I love season 6. Those are my favorite seasons. Yeah. And the fact that Brooke was known for the wild party, get in the car naked type girl, like, you know, free in college, but then it's just like she turned into a business lady. Yeah. She was a fashion designer. People knew who she was in the fact that, like, she was like, stop when Lucas was doing the book and stuff in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not this girl anymore. Right. Like, this is not who I am. And I love the fact that she did foster Sam. I thought that was interesting. And just seeing Brooke motherly, and she wanted a kid and just couldn't have a kid at that time. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that she didn't end up with Lucas. I didn't want that because it wasn't believable.
Right.
It was just like she was obsessed with him. He was never in love with her. And also, I think she said she was in love with him. I think she had more love for him and loved the fact who he was. And she probably felt like she couldn't get him. But once it was like, oh, shoot, this is who I am. It's not Lucas. I love Lucas. He's amazing, but he's like a brother. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like when she met Julian, that was the missing puzzle. And I love Julian. Oh my God. One of the best scenes is when he was reading her, when he was like, oh, this is you, the slut, da da da. And then when he was reading, you're compassionate, you're motherly, you're this, and that song is playing in the background, and they're in the diner, and she got that tears coming down. One of the best moments. Mm-hmm. Because it was like somebody finally recognizing who she was. And
right.
I remember with Lucas and Nathan and Haley, and sometimes Peyton, it was like high school, bro.
Yeah, right.
Even he became successful, but their memories were like, oh my God, high school, Brooke. And just that book coming out, it was just her like, because it's associating her with her relationship with her mom and how that was really bad. And just everything, like her high school years, she went from having everything then to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Brooke was my favorite.
Brooke was definitely one of my favorite characters.
I love when they got married.
Yeah.
Goodness. But then when she had them twins and he left that twins in the car.
Girl, I thought it was the end of the world. I was like, oh my God, 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 oh my God. Like, and then didn't they end it? Like, they ended the episode where you didn't know what happened.
Yeah.
You had to wait. And this was before streaming. So we had to wait a whole week.
No, a whole week.
To find out.
I think it was one of those moments when I think it was like, oh, winter break.
Right.
Like, I was like, y'all not going to do this and I got to wait 3-4 weeks? And then it was the last season on top of that. So that just made it even more bad. I was like, oh, okay, so this is what we're doing.
Petty.
But a lot of great moments. The reason why I picked this show is the love. The love, the love, Nathan's. They like promoted love, especially through the guys. Lucas Scott, the way he looked at Peyton, Nathan Scott, the way he looked at Haley.
And it was Haley. Loved him some Haley.
Oh my goodness.
He loved him some Haley.
And then I also loved his character changes. Like, he was the worst typical boy in high school job. And Haley, something in him changed. And he turned the best guy, amazing father. Like, I love the fact of his journey through basketball and giving it up and him telling Haley, go for your dreams and all that stuff. And Haley, like, when she was with Keller, I ain't like Haley. When she came back, Peyton gave it to her. She said, you can't just leave and think you can come back.
I was like, what's going on? Why is this happening?
But it felt so real and so relatable because I was like, yo, that's dope. Like, around that time, people were getting picked up by people. Mm-hmm. You were leaving. Like, if you were in high school, you would leave. That's what happens. Stars is who they are. But, y'all, I could go on.
Girl. But, yeah, was. Both of these shows.
But that was my show, y'all. So, if you haven't watched One Tree Hill, it's on Hulu. If you got Hulu, they have all 9 seasons. It's honestly like a really good watch because, again, like, you think it's gonna be cheesy and stuff, it's really not. Like,
it's intense,
but it's also rewarding. Like, certain seasons, you're like, oh my God, like, this is amazing. They have great dialogue moments, they have great character moments, and like, you just relate. There's someone you're gonna relate to, or more than one person.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it helped me to want to love somebody.
It made me realize my life wasn't so bad.
Girl, I'm like, dang. Low-key.
At least when I come home, somebody's home. Because, like, none of their parents were ever because, home.
Like, it was only really Lucas that had parents. I don't know where Haley's parents went. They'll show up once in a blue moon.
No, no, we're paying. And Peyton
really didn't have no parents. Or actually, no, she really did. They just left her. I'm like, her
Peyton was always died. Home alone.
Yeah. And then Brooke's mom was... Dan was the worst, but then Brooke's mom was horrible about money. Yeah. And stuff like that. But yes, y'all. So listen, let us know if you're on the same page with us or y'all want to let us know y'all favorite movies, shows of Black Excellence, TV. Definitely, it was a
let great us know.
Talking about, you know, love and Black Excellence in February. So let us know, guys. About what y'all think, and we would love to know what y'all favorite TV show that's Black and what y'all favorite TV show that y'all love.
Oh my god, yeah, let us know. Send in, and if you have any recommendations, as always, send those in. Let us know,
guys.
We love to hear them.
So, that is a wrap for our Black History / Love Month. So, guys, March has arrived and it is Women's Month. So, we're definitely going to be having a cute little setup for that. We're super excited. So, next week, we definitely will be airing that. And, everyone, don't forget to follow us on our social medias. Mine is 10_Nace_Sia.
Mine is the Tina Styles with a Z _. Hit us up.
Definitely follow us on our social medias. And hopefully coming soon, we will have our own podcast where it can go straightly direct. You can ask your questions. We'll have more interactions and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, guys, subscribe. Tell your mama, sister, cousin, brother, anybody.
Auntie, uncle. All of them.
And we will see in, well, we won't see y'all, but we'll see y'all next week.
That part. Bye.
All right, bye, everyone.